President Bush says his energy plan is designed to make the nation less dependent on foreign oil. He wants more power to come from coal and nuclear plants, and he wants to increase domestic drilling for oil and natural gas. The president outlined his plan yesterday in St. Paul.
If we fail to act on this plan, energy prices will continue to rise. For two decades, the share of the average family budget spent on energy steadily declined. But since 1998, it has skyrocketed by 25%. And that's a hardship for every American family.
Democrats say this plan is bad for consumers and say the environmental influences of it reflect the president's and vice president's ties to the oil industry. Some Republicans are worried the plan does too little to bring down gasoline prices quickly. NPR political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
This isn't the first time an American president has asked the country to confront an energy crisis.
This difficult effort will be the moral equivalent of war, except that we will be uniting our efforts to build and not to destroy.
In 1977, Jimmy Carter put on a sweater and asked people to turn down their thermostats. It didn't work. The Bush White House is determined not to repeat those mistakes. Yesterday, the president said, quote, conservation does not mean doing without. And neither party is asking voters to give up their SUVs. Both Democrats and Republicans say that technology, not sacrifice, is the key to energy independence. But that's about all they agree on. Pollster Mark Melman has been doing research to determine how Democrats can get political advantage on the issue. He says Bush's energy plan is out of sync with what Americans want.
This really cements George Bush's image as somebody who represents the interests of those big special interests like the oil lobby. The second thing that's clear in looking at this plan is that George Bush's priorities are really substantially different from those of the American people. The public is interested primarily in energy efficiency, in alternative fuels. This is a plan that's primarily focused on drilling for oil and drilling for oil in very environmentally sensitive areas.
The Democrats have set up a war room and a website devoted to defeating the plan, and they've taken to calling the GOP the Gas, Oil, and Plutonium Party. Republicans take polls, too. They know the environment is an area where the president is vulnerable, and that's why the White House is trying to focus attention on the parts of the plan that support alternative energy sources. But the president will have a difficult time selling one part of the plan even to his own party. Stephen Salmore is a Republican consultant in New Jersey.
Well, certainly the part of the plan that Republicans in New Jersey would have extreme difficulty in supporting, in fact, I'm almost certain will oppose, is the increased offshore drilling and drilling in the Alaska Preserve.
Salmore says Republicans support most of the plan, but he doubts there are many of them outside of oil states that will support drilling in Alaska. And Republicans are worried that the plan offers no short-term relief for high energy prices.
As in many problems, I think it's important for them to do something. What specifically they do, it's hard to say. I think the public in many of these issues is interested in the government understanding their problems and taking some action on it.
This is where George Bush's father got into trouble, Salmore says, when he seemed to ignore the economy in 1992. It's why Democrats are calling for temporary price controls, and it's why Republicans in Congress have rushed to support legislation repealing the gasoline tax. Republicans are convinced that if gas prices are high and gas lines are long this summer, the party in power will be blamed. So far, the White House says there's not much that can be done in the short term. And one former Clinton administration official thinks the short-term problem may resolve itself. Jay Hakes is the former head of the Energy Information Administration.
I think there are many signs that the market is starting to turn already. The wholesale price of gasoline has dropped about 5 or 6 cents in the last week. Natural gas inventories are starting to build up much stronger. So, the market does tend to correct these problems by itself.
Hakes notes that for the last year or so, the energy industry has been drilling for gas like crazy and building pipelines and power plants without any help from the government. If Hakes is right and gas prices do come down, Republicans will breathe easier. But without gas lines and blackouts to focus Americans' attention, it may be harder for the president to argue that the country is facing a serious energy crisis. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.